Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for December 15th, 2025. So tomorrow, before the bell opens, we're going to get actually the new unemployment rate. How healthy or unhealthy is the employment markets? And then what we're going to look at is where do rates go from here? Because if you're watching this video, you're a homeowner thinking, okay, should I lock in and refinance? If you're a home buyer, you're thinking, okay, where's rates going to be next year? Maybe you're a realtor or loan officer trying to figure out what the heck's going on with those and the whys. So today we're going to take a look at what tomorrow's unemployment rate might come out to be and how it might help these things over here. But first we want to get over to the Federal Reserve. Yes, they're still relevant. And today what we had is Fed Williams came out and said, I think rates are still a little restrictive and I'm expecting the economy to really excel next year. That's a far cry from a recession and a doom and gloom. Then we go over to here. I want to show you this interview. This is the Federal Reserve official that Trump just put in place about 2 or 3 months ago, maybe four. And he's always the dissenter. He's always coming in saying, okay, mortgage rates and interest rates should be way down there from here. Well, let's listen to his argument. When you hear his argument, if you're a subscriber of my channel, been viewing for maybe months or years, let's get the tone of what he's saying, because it kind of sounds like things we've heard in here in the past. So let's get over to what one Fed official who's really suggesting rate cuts, what he's saying he's expecting of the economy in 2026 and where this might take us from rates. So let's take it away over to CNBC.
Welcome back. Our next guest issued a dissenting vote at last week's big Fed meeting, pushing for even steeper rate cuts. Joining us here at Post 9 in a CNBC exclusive is Federal Reserve Governor Stephen Miron. Governor, it's great to have you back at Post 9. Welcome.
Good day. Thanks for having me back.
So I know you just gave this big speech at Columbia about inflation. And before we dive into that, maybe you could just explain why you dissented for even sharper rate cuts when some of your colleagues dissented because they didn't want to cut at all.
Okay, so here's why this is really important. He's going to start diving into what actually sets policy, what is actually setting interest rates. And a lot of economists are saying, okay, inflation, it's still going to keep going up and up and up, and the jobs market's going to be really dismal. So what do we really do? Because that inflation's our biggest concern now. Every week it seems to be a little different. That's what we want to go into in this video, and we want to listen to him and what he has to say about a lot of the things that we've talked about in the past. So pay attention to this, because this is a huge piece of the puzzle when it comes to mortgage rates.
Sure. So I think that policy is too tight. I think that underlying inflation, as I just talked about at Columbia, is already running pretty close to our target, within noise of our target. And the labor market, you know, sort of showing some signs of worry. And so there's some lags between when the Fed does something and when it hits the economy. We have to make policy for a year plus out. And my worry is that if we remain too tight for too long, we're going to exert too much restriction on the labor market and the unemployment rate will move too high.
So there's a lot there, but how about the fact that you see inflation closer to target? Because most people see inflation and they say 2.8% PCE, 3% CPI.
Yeah.
That's not target, 2%.
No, it's not 2%. 2% is the target, and there's a lot of folks who point to measured inflation being closer to 3%. But my point is that a vast majority of the inflation excess over target is a result of quirks of how inflation is calculated. And so there's two main things that go into that. One of them is the housing market. The way that housing inflation is measured is really, really lagging, because it looks at all rents. And people most usually only reset their rent when they change their lease, which means they move or they renew their lease or they're changing homes. And that means that all leases will lag current market rents. So we know there's a real lag there. And we know that market rents have been growing at about a 1% rate for a couple of years now, at least. The other thing that really is distorting our view of inflation is what we call imputed prices for non-market services. And so I gave one example this morning of something that's really distorting people's view of inflation, in my opinion, and that's portfolio management fees. Portfolio management fees have contributed about a quarter of a point, 25 basis points, to inflation in the last year. It's big, right? That's a really substantial contribution.
What he's talking about is people who invest, we get charged fees from these brokers and these financial planners, and that is a huge piece of the inflation number. It's 20.25%. And what he was saying is what the markets or the economists are using for that housing inflation is about 5 to 7% when he's saying it's 1. So now, when that equates out to 40% of the inflationary numbers, maybe inflation isn't at 2.8%. Then they also bring in tariffs where he's saying, and most economists are saying right now, it's going to be a one-off. So that's what we're looking at on in the regards to inflation. So when you go over to here, what the Federal Reserve usually watches is, I don't think inflation is going to get out of control. So now what we're going to look at is the unemployment rate. And this is actually coming in over the next 24 to 48 hours. So let's get over to the economic calendar we have right now. And on Tuesday, which we have December 16th, what do we have? We have our average hourly earnings. This is, you know, are people making more and more and more to keep up with inflation? Well, that's when it's going to tell us there. Our retail sales, are people still spending? And then right down through here, non-farm payroll, and then the unemployment rate. So that's going to tick in some of these figures. Remember what the Federal Reserve monitors? Inflation and the unemployment rate right through here. Now, it's staying sticky at 4.4%. I'm just going to stay right there. I think the job economics right now aren't anything. It's a concern, but not a huge concern. The economy's just sitting there just flat as a pancake. And don't forget, I'm going to be coming out with my forecast here in the next week. So now in the market, Hassan, Federal Reserve Chairman, he is the one in the talks right now as being the next Fed chairman. But now people in the Fed or the Trump administration might be saying, is he actually the right person? So this is another thing that we need to monitor when it comes to over to interest rates. So let's get over to my thoughts for today. So if you're closing within the next 30 days, folks, rates aren't really doing anything. They're down 0.03 today. They were up 0.04 the other day. They're flat as a pancake. Over the last 3 months, they've been just flat. Okay, so that's what we're basically expecting that to happen as well. But tomorrow's unemployment number might have a reaction into the markets. If it does, it might just be in a good way. It might cause rates to come down just a tick further. So if you're closing in the next 30 days, just lock. Don't have a heart attack. Okay, my expectations, you know, maybe going out in the next 2-3 months, you know, rates could be about 5.99 to 6.25. I think we're at the high end right about now, but I don't really think we're going to come down any much further from here until we get more data down the pike. And tomorrow starts some of that data that we're going to be looking at. So again, if you're closing out further down the road, just make sure you just float, but make sure you guys get in touch and at least get pre-qualified or pre-approved with a good lender. So here's what I do, folks. The reason why I do these videos each day is I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 different lenders. How? Well, the bank I work at is they provide me the licensing with all the states in Puerto Rico. And they're also like, okay, when people call in, we want to be as competitive as anybody can be. So let's get set up with more lenders than just us. We'll be like a broker. So let's go out there and have banks and credit unions and other mortgage lenders combine. And we can offer you one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with over 30 lenders. And this is how you do it right through here, folks. If you're a current home owner right now and you want me to track rates for you, just plug in your information right up through there. It's a RateWatch 2.0 tool. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'll monitor rates for you. And when rates hit exactly where you want to kind of look at the numbers on a refinance, I'll reach out to you. We don't sell the data. Probably going to be me personally sending out that information to reach out to you. If you're a homeowner or a home buyer down in the future, make sure you get pre-qualified. Check out some of the calculators we have here to assure that you're in the right financial situation. Don't forget all these videos down through here. I just hit last week, I have over 6,000 videos in our YouTube arsenal. So there's got to be something there you can find and learn from. So my name is Dan Frio, folks. I'm a licensed loan officer, but my whole goal is to make sure when you come in each day, if you're a homeowner, maybe you're looking to buy, a realtor, loan officer trying to explain to our clients, my goal is to, when you walk away from this, you understand what next going on with those and the whys behind it. So I'll see you tomorrow, folks. I'm not expecting the unemployment rate to tick really one way or another. So I don't really think the markets are going to be affected at all with tomorrow's news. But I'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.